So it's Monday. I forget. Did I see Ocean's 8? I think I told you I saw Ocean's 8. So I seen two movies, Gotti and Hotel Artemis. Gotti, I'm gonna steal the, this was a Hollywood Reporter review of a different movie, but it applies to Gotti. It's exactly, it's just like Goodfellas, except boring as hell. It's bad. Don't see it. Just don't see Gotti. Don't watch it if it comes up on cable, maybe. There was a guy that I went with to see Gotti, and he's from that neighborhood, so he kind of like loved it. But everybody else hated it. It was laughably bad. And Hotel Artemis is amazing. Go see it. Don't know anything about it going in. That's the best way. I got up a while ago, but then I didn't record because I don't know. Jacqueline wanted to get outside. I wanted to get outside, and so I went outside. Then I start scrolling Twitter, and I get so angry. I start yelling about Trump, and then I need to meditate. And now here we are. So I'm not even going to talk about it. I guess I'll look at the news or something. Let's see. Head of VW's Audi arrested in Germany over diesel scandal. Oh, those motherfuckers. You see Dirty Money on Netflix? Those VW motherfuckers. I forget exactly what happened, but they're bad. So good. Arrest that son of a bitch. Amazon shareholders call for halt of facial recognition sales to police. Just a second. Amazon shareholders, I get that. The people that have shares of Amazon call for a halt. Okay, they want something to stop of facial recognition sales to police. I don't know what that means. I'm not going to read that article. But yeah, don't sell my facial recognition to police. I don't understand what that even. Stop it, Amazon. I'm not a shareholder. I'm not even a Prime member. Jacqueline is though, so I get to see those great Amazon Prime shows. There's a couple good ones. Some of I can't I what's good on there? Goliath. There's a new season of Goliath that I haven't watched yet. I'm not going to read that story. It's terrible. Oh, I got email. Let me read it because I asked for emails on Friday, so it'd be terrible of me not to read them. I got one from Brian. Says, "Hello, Chris. A response to your request for emails. I heard about the podcast on the old Round Table of Gentlemen episode. I enjoy the podcast very much. Wish you success in your endeavors, Brian." Thank you, Brian, for your email. I appreciate it. And then, in response to, I guess, my saying I want to, I don't want my, I don't want to be buried, and I don't even care to be cremated. Just leave me at the hospital. Ruby said, "Why don't you donate your body to science?" Which isn't a bad idea. I guess I now declare my body be donated to science, if that's what they want. I mean, if they can do something with it. Even if I'm just like one of those the bodies they use in the in the for the medical schools. Where do they get those bodies for the medical school? Are those just dead homeless people? I mean, how many people are like, "Yeah, just I want my genitals to be in somebody's pocket as a prank in med school. Can I sign up for that?" Fine by me. Okay, if there is a promise made that my dick and balls will be taken and put in somebody's pocket in medical school as a prank, They can have my body. But they fucking better do that shit. All right? I'm going to have a lawyer see to that. There's going to be some paperwork signed and an external auditor. It's going to be verified. And I want a video of the reaction given to my loved ones. Now that is a way to that's something to leave behind. Okay. Finally figured out what my legacy will be, and there we have it. My genitals will be used as a prank among medical students, and not Harvard or something. I want the mid-level medical schools. Because why not they get to dissect a celebrity? I'll be a celebrity by then. I don't need some rich kids messing around with my shit. I don't know there's got to be shitty medical schools. What's like the worst one? Like if you saw the diploma, I wouldn't know. I do look when I would pick insurance for my insurance, be like, yeah, give me somebody that at least went to NYU or something. You know, if I haven't heard of the school, Mount Saint, whatever the fuck, no thank you. But that's where I want my body to go. Then at least that person, that doctor, when they go, I'd be like, yeah, I didn't go to the best school, but I did end up reaching in my pocket one day and Chris Laker's cock and balls were in my pocket. Can you believe it? And they'll be like, the Chris Laker? You're talking about the most famous comedian that ever lived? And they'll be like, yeah. And they're like, oh, what was it like? They're like, they were average. Massachusetts governor cancels National Guard's deployment to border, citing inhumane treatment of children and families. Well, good for you, Massachusetts governor, whoever you are. I mean, what, are we supposed to know every governor's name? Can't know every governor's name. And that's terrible, what's going on there. I think it's terrible. I mean, everybody seems to be saying it's terrible, and then I have like five Facebook friends who are Trump supporters, like, no, that ain't a thing. That's not happening. But it seems to be bad. Or like, Obama did it. Well, then fuck Obama if he did that. I don't know everything Obama did. I was used to not paying attention because he wasn't psycho tweeting. All right, no Trump. I ain't going to talk about it anymore. Michael Jackson's old pet elephant, Ollie, escapes enclosure at Florida Zoo. Well, he wants to run free. What elephant doesn't want to? Good for you. I hope he escapes. I mean, when Michael Jackson probably had him, I bet he had a good amount of room. What are the chances you're an elephant out there wherever elephants live? I'm thinking Africa. I don't know what other continents they might inhabit. You're an elephant. You're doing your thing. Then Michael Jackson decides he wants an elephant. Is that how it works? Do they have to go? Maybe he's bred. What do I know? Well, I don't know a lot about elephants. I never said I did. But I just imagine being captured. And you're like, fuck, now I'm captured. But then, it's Michael Jackson. Well, shit. If you told me this was for Michael Jackson, I would have gotten in the net. I get to hang out at Michael Jackson's house. How great is that? Then you're like, oh, a lot of kids around here. I think that's odd. I just always enjoyed his music. You know, I'm an elephant. I don't get the internet. I don't know what's going on in the news. I just know I enjoy the Thriller album. You know, I like and Bad. I like that Man in the Mirror song. This is he's got a nice place here, but a lot of kids, a little odd. I mean, I'm an elephant, and this is freaking me out. All right, enough. I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.